Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1472. How to Train Your Brain for Life, Workout, and Sports Success by Stephen Ladd with BenGreenfieldFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And I always provide a bit of my own commentary at the end. Now, to listen to a lot more blogs being narrated for you, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. How to Train Your Brain for Life, Workout, and Sports Success by Stephen Ladd with BenGreenfieldFitness.com. The concepts you're about to learn can be applied to marathoning, ultra running, cycling, or any endurance sport, but we're going to use the example of a triathlon for today. I consider a triathlon of any distance to be the toughest sport on earth. The amount of time and effort required to train for 3 separate sports is unparalleled in the world of athletics. But what is often overlooked are the extreme mental and emotional demands of triathlon training and racing. For a triathlete to consistently perform at peak performance levels, they must have the ability to control their mental and emotional states, especially prior to and during the actual race. Imagine being able to instantly evoke a supreme state of confidence in yourself instead of having pre-race anxiety, or evoke a state of determination and focus when you start to feel fatigued and have another 6 miles to the finish. It's important to understand the difference between what is labeled these days as positive thinking and what I'm talking about when I refer to controlling your mental and emotional states. The positive thinking protocol, at least how it's commonly taught, is to simply ignore how you feel, like your anxiety, and tell yourself over and over again that you feel confident or happy or focused on whatever it is you're desperately trying to convince yourself that you are. On the other hand, accurately and properly controlling your mental and emotional state is a way for you to literally change your subconscious mind so that you'll actually be confident instead of just telling yourself that you are confident. See the difference? When you do what I'm about to teach you properly, there will be no need for you to try and convince yourself that you are confident. Instead, you will actually be in a supreme state of confidence and able to perform closer to your peak potential. Another valuable tool for achieving this true change in your mental and emotional state is called anchoring, which comes from the world of neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP. What is an anchor? An anchor is formed when your internal response becomes associated with an external stimulus. For example, think about Pavlov and his salivating dogs. Hear a bell equals salivate. We can use a similar process for anchoring any positive mental state to a specific action. You will simply replace the bell with an action, such as touching a specific knuckle on your hand, and replace salivating with something more useful for your triathlon training and racing, such as confidence, although it could be also relaxation, speed, aggressiveness, or whatever else you want your mental state to be. Now, let's go through a concrete example of how to use anchoring to achieve a state of confidence. Step 1. Recall a time in your life when you felt the most confident. This doesn't have to be during a triathlon. It can be any moment of exceptional performance or confidence in your life, no matter how long ago it may have been. Step 2. you need to ramp up the positive emotion. In order to do this, you must completely place yourself into your remembered scene. As a matter of fact, I want you to get up and move the way you would be moving in this situation. You may want to be in a quiet place where you can focus. Feel what you would be feeling, like confidence. Hear what you would be hearing and see what you would be seeing. Take this emotion of confidence and intensify it by a factor of 10. Sense it as energy surging through your body. Imagine the crowds of spectators cheering you on, even if they weren't in your original scene. Then imagine it as another bolt of confidence that shoots through your body and intensifies your feelings of confidence by another factor of 10. Step 3, when you sense you're at your peak intensity of confidence emotions, set your physical anchor to this state. I'm about to explain how you do that. Step 4, how to choose and set your anchor. You can use almost anything for your anchor, as long as it is not a common action that you do in everyday life. For example, you could set an anchor as tapping your right shoulder with your left hand. Knuckles are my favorite anchors for reasons I will reveal shortly. I suggest using the knuckles of your non-dominant hand. For example, if you are right-handed, take your right index finger and push down on the knuckle of your left index finger. Remember that you're doing this while you are still in your state of peak confidence and visualizing or reenacting that scene. In this case, that movement of right finger to knuckle of left finger would be your anchor for supreme confidence. Step 5, now come out of your emotional state. Count backwards from 20 to 0. This will break your emotional state. Once broken, stay away from that state for 1 to 2 minutes. Step 6, repeat steps 1 to 5 at least 2 times. And if you want to completely perfect the anchor, up to 10 more times, each time with as much enthusiasm and excitement as the first time. Step 7, finally, test the strength of your anchor. After that last time, break your emotional state by counting backwards from 20 to 0. Wait just a few moments, then fire off your anchor, in this case, pushing down on the knuckle of your left index finger. You should get the surge of confidence that you have anchored to that action. If you get a strong feeling of confidence, then you have successfully set a solid anchor. If you didn't quite get that same feeling of confidence, then you need to keep working on the intensity of your emotion while setting the anchor, and perhaps just a bit more repetition. This takes practice, and is often not perfect the first time you try it. Now, don't be discouraged if it takes you some time to set a really strong anchor. It can take devoted practice, but it's worth it, because once you are in control of your mental states, your triathlon potential will be able to reveal itself, and you'll be able to set as many anchors as you want for as many mental and emotional states as you need to call upon during your event. You just listened to the post titled, How to Train Your Brain for Life, Workout, and Sports Success by Stephen Ladd with BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now you may be thinking, does this really work? Do I have to go through all of those steps? Can we really use Pavlov's dogs as an example? I mean, we're human beings. We're smarter than that, right? We wouldn't be susceptible to that kind of Pavlovian training. Well, actually, we are. Yes, we are smarter than a dog, but guess what? We are still susceptible to this kind of training. I mean, if you really think about it, you've all experienced this. You may have dined out at a restaurant one night and then immediately after got really, really sick. What happened the next time somebody suggested that restaurant or that specific food that you had that night? You probably felt a little sick again. That's the same kind of response we're talking about. It's just in this case, we're trying to get you to use that same reaction, but in a positive way. And that takes a little bit of time and a little bit of training. But if you're willing to put in the work and you're willing to practice it, it will happen. All right, that'll do it for today. Again, I hope you're having a wonderful weekend and a wonderful holiday weekend for those of us in the US. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.